Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Be struggling to figure out who the bottom three teams should even be because they aren't worthy. So look, I can almost rest assured it's going to change again. And this whole Notre Dame thing, I mean, I will get into it with Champ and Chump a lot, but of course we take your reaction at 248-539-9797. Indiana, you're a Big Ten champion. Once again, they went in the '60s and then bang, clockwork, 60 years later, they win it again. Fun, I think, for people took a minor degree of satisfaction over watching Ohio State lose. I'm sure there was plenty of hate watching going on in this area, and I get it, understand it. And the Buckeyes, another 13-10 loss, last two losses, 13-10. Lions probably got the result they wanted most, which was Chicago losing. And now the question becomes with the Lions, can they get hot and stay hot? Because that's what it's going to take. And that's what I was referencing at the end of the morning show is the one thing I like about this scenario is we went through last year feeling all along like our team was Super Bowl worthy. The way that season went, it wasn't easy because Minnesota was right there. But in the end, like that got us nothing because they were the hottest team during the regular season and they picked a terrible time to have a what for them was a crappy performance, and it cost them their season and their Super Bowl hopes when they had built up a very strong resume. When you get into the postseason, the resume doesn't matter. When you get into the postseason, what matters is how well are you playing? Well, for the Lions to even get there, they're going to have to be playing great, right? They're going to have to be a team that gets hot in December and carry some momentum into the postseason. And the implication will be, like, they can't play poorly down the stretch and make the playoffs. To win enough games to make the postseason, they're going to have to play very well. And so whatever the best version of this team is the only version that will make it to the postseason. Now, I guess they suppose they could then, you know, turn around and lay another egg, but I like the idea of taking a lot of momentum into the postseason. And we speculate the possibility of getting healthy. Well, we hope they get healthier. But all along when we said, and this is the bummer, all along we said, yeah, they're going to get guys back, but then somebody else will get hurt. Well, we know who the somebody else is now. It's Brian Branch with the torn Achilles done for the year, and that absolutely, absolutely sucks. But, you know, look, their formula last year was one that we rode into the postseason with a degree of confidence, and it didn't work out. It's going to have to be the same thing again, unfortunately, and that is outscore people. And that's, you know, goes in the category of the obvious. But the thing about, quote, outscoring people, that is you're going to have to win shootouts. And we sat here on Friday's show and talked about the shootout with Dallas. It's not like the defense went out and had an elite performance. They just got enough stops. They got enough stops to beat the Cowboys on that Thursday night, and that's what it's going to have to be. Find a way to get enough stops while your offense is rolling. And the offense indeed was rolling. And the good news is they got one hell of a prove it game coming up on Sunday. Cause if they beat the Rams, when we sit here a week from now, talk about a chesty fan base. I think this fan base indeed will be rather chesty. Okay. I want to welcome back our producer Kang, who is back in the saddle on this Monday. What's up, man?
What's up, man? It's good to be back. Where's Gator? He doesn't like me? Is that why he's off as soon as I'm back?
No, he's off because he's got vacation days to you. It was before the new year. But you're back from the Disney cruise. And this we talked about this on the air. Kang's got two beautiful daughters, lovely wife, and you guys took them on a Disney cruise all of last week.
I feel like they took me, actually.
Is that what it was?
Because, we talked about this, like you said before. I'm not a Disney World, Disneyland guy. I've never been, but nothing really seems like it appeals to me. The crowds, the lines, the madness of Disney, and I'm not a huge Disney fan necessarily. I enjoy some of their movies, but I'm not one of those fanatics, right?
Yep.
So my wife has always said, since we had the little girls, like she wanted to take them to Disney World one day, and mm-hmm. I just kind of been against that. So over the last couple of years, she decided to detour a little bit on that and say, how about a Disney cruise instead? And I was more open to that. And so in the end, we took a Disney cruise. And I'm back from, I think it was 4 or 5 days on
the ship. You were gone all last week.
Yeah, but I mean, actually on the ship, though.
Okay.
It was a 4 or 5 day cruise. And it was actually really good, Doug.
Was it?
Yeah. And we talked about remember we had the shirts, the family shirts?
Yes.
Which, by the way, of course, we weren't the only ones, you know.
And what did the shirt say?
It said Cruise Squad, and each one of us had a Disney character on it, and the girls picked mine, and I was Tigger from Winnie the Pooh character, right?
Yep.
My wife was Minnie. The girls were, I think, Elsa and Stitch. And then my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law also came. So it was a nice little family vacation, man. Disney Cruise, I was surprised, man. I liked it.
Did you?
First class. Disney does it right. This is a free plug, man, for Disney Cruise. I got to tell you, I was not a Disney guy. I'm still not probably going to want to go to Disney World or land, but the cruise was fine with me. The characters are all there. Like I said, the service was first class. They do things right. They know that there's going to be a bunch of kids and families. They know this. This is not like, oh my God, there's families, there's kids crying. No, they know exactly how to react. Everyone's very accommodating. It was really good. I don't know. Some people aren't cruise people, and I get that. But the ships now are so big, Doug.
Yeah.
They're huge. You know, we didn't even get to explore the entire ship. There's deck on deck, and it's just so much to do.
I got a lot of questions, and we'll get to it a little bit later on. But as you parachute back into the Detroit sports world, how do you feel about that Lions win last Thursday?
That was a big one, obviously. They got to start stacking some wins if they want to make the playoffs. Playing a Cowboys team that's coming in hot, I think that's important, too, to know that you can beat a quality team. At least they were a quality team when you were playing them, right? Before that, though, the Frank Ragnow news, I had to react to that. I didn't get to react to that because I had left already. How hard does this guy cast his line for fishing? Grade 3 strain of the hamstring? I mean, and he's like, I'm good. I can come play football. Like,
yeah,
no,
how
you
do you
can't
not
do
know? I had to chuck myself last week because I had last Monday. Because I had a bunch of predictions and a bunch of things that none of them came true. But the biggest of which was, there's no way Ragnow's coming back if he's not healthy. Of course he's healthy and in good shape. Why would he even bother coming back? Well, guess what?
Yeah, I thought fishing was supposed to be relaxing. I don't know how this guy is. Does he get in stance? Does he, before he casts his line? I mean, I don't know if you talked to Jansen about that or
he's,
what.
He's CrossFit fishing.
Yeah,
he's,
no kidding.
Greco-Roman fishing.
So once I got over that news, I'm like, all right, well, no, they've been playing without Ragnow anyway, so this is nothing new. It's just kind of high of a high and then low of low, and they play the Cowboys, and that was a big win. And then injuries happen again, and they fight through those. And so, yeah, like I said, now it's time to start stacking these wins, Doug. And I've always felt that something's been off with this team the last, couple months here, and I'm not the only one, of course. They can get right, and just like you said, it's about playing the best at the right time.
Yep.
If the Lions make the playoffs, they're going to be a team that no one's going to want to face because that means they've been playing well because that's the only way they can get in.
Think of the wins they're going to have to get in. I mean, I guess they don't have to beat everybody. They could possibly lose one more and still get in. That's debatable, but it depends on the context of what happens around them. But if they beat the Rams on Sunday, people are going to be talking. And I mean, people outside of Detroit. Detroiters, if you are looking for something to latch onto, it would be that. When they played Dallas, it was established going into that game last Thursday by our audience, as we discussed it leading into it. Dallas was the worst team for the Lions to be playing at that time, and they beat them by 2 touchdowns.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sounds. Beat by 2 touchdowns. Karsh Casino did very well last week leading into that game, by the way.
Oh, people were... They're down, huh? Yeah. And you took advantage?
I took advantage. But, I mean, look, drop off your six packs at the station. Probably not going to happen. But all right, so let's open up the phone lines. 248-539-9797. If you're new to the show, Mondays mean champ and chump. What is champ and chump? Champ and chump at a weekend. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We tally up the votes and we post on Tuesdays on our website on Tuesday who the people select champ and chump at a weekend. So get your champ and chump votes in right now at 248-539-9797. Always fun to do. It's People's Choice Awards. Vote, vote, vote. It is Carson Anderson, Gator out today on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.